Welcome to another episode of Dare to Think. Today, I would like to talk about how hard it is to listen to yourself. Today is a weird day for me because I have to confront someone that I really admire, someone that I truly, truly care about. And it has been pretty hard for me to actually sit down and figure out what to say and how to say it. And it's because there's different ideas in my head. O sea, creo que tiene muchísimo que ver con el hecho de que no tenemos una conciencia, no tenemos nada más una cosa. Más bien, hay una, el otro día escuché un piece of advice, I remember from whom, que era demasiado bueno, que era, every time you hear something in your head, end it with a question mark. So instead of thinking, ha, you're gonna fuck up, say, ha, you're gonna fuck up, which makes you think about the things that you're saying twice. And I really like that idea because we get confused, especially around, you know, emotional subjects. And I find myself to be a pretty, you know, a person that's really in tune with his emotions. I really believe that about myself. I think that I am working constantly to try and to understand that. I can shamelessly say that I go to the psychologist regularly to try to get as much of a grip on myself as humanly possible. I think, como dice mi mamá, el psicólogo es como el dentista, hay que ir dos veces al año para que chequear que todo esté bien. But I specifically want to talk about something that I mentioned in the first episode of this season, which is your shadow. There's a part of you that is not good, and you shouldn't be. Jordan Peterson says this a lot. There is no virtue in being harmless. You have to be capable of violence and have that under voluntary control. Because you might need it someday. That doesn't mean that you have to live your life through violence. It means that violence has to be a capacity that you have. You have to be able to integrate the dark sides of you so that you can become a functional human being. If not, you become repressed. Actually, right here, there's a book by the great Robert Greene called The Laws of Human Nature, which I highly recommend, in which he talks about repression, and he talks about the repression of the shadow, which is a Jungian archetypal disease, let's put it that way. If you repress your shadow, it's like two people live there. It's like a person who's in control, and then whenever something stressful happens, then another being appears who acts weirdly. And you see this every day. Have you ever seen that friend of yours who's totally normal, but whenever we get to exams or whenever you get to that stressful date, he goes crazy? It's the reason why people go crazy at weddings. Like, I'm getting married, and they go crazy because it's a lot of pressure. And whenever you have pressure like that, whenever a moment in your life that is like that appears, if you haven't integrated your shadow controls who you are, controls you, your actions, the way that you move, the way that you act. And it's incredibly unhealthy to witness because you understand more clearly than others that what they're doing is simply letting their own body control them. It's so weird. And you can see it. You can see it in people. And that doesn't mean that I don't see it in myself. I do. You see it a lot in athletes, too. And I was thinking about this the other day. Whenever athletes get into fights, generally speaking, it's because there's another guy in there who's provoking you, who's saying really awful stuff to you. Like, I think Real Madrid players talk about this a lot, that in the Clásicos, they say that some of the most mild-mannered people outside of the pitch, where you can see them in the street and you're like, oh, that's a nice guy, in the pitch will tell you, like, the most horrible things. They came out once out of the El Clásico Barcelona contra Real Madrid, and they were like, damn, because they really try to get in your head, because they try to trigger your shadow, and they're showing their shadow too. They're showing that, you know, they're capable, and that whenever they feel incompetent about their own selves, they have to lash out. They have to make you feel insecure. It's so weird, but we see it everywhere. And I believe, truthfully, that integrating your shadow is listening to yourself. Not every thought that pops into your brain is who you are, but there's a little bit of you in every one of them. So what I believe is that your brain is like an Instagram feed. It gives you things you might like. You follow a lot that's constantly there. There's a lot of things that you agree with regularly that every once in a while you see, I don't know, the other day, ESPN posted a picture with a guy that I don't really like listening about. Like, I remember when Andrew Tate was, like, trending on social media. Whenever a page, one of those meme pages, posted anything about Andrew Tate, I would unfollow it. because I really just didn't like the content. I didn't like the guy. And I said, look, I do not want a person like this populating my feed. The same thing goes for your mind. I really don't want this ideas populating my mind. And you can think about it that way. You can think about it as in, hey, this sort of idea, you have to think about it first. I spent a long time looking at Andrew Tate before I decided, I don't like who this person appears to be to the world. I don't subscribe to what he's trying to give to the world. I'm going to stop listening to him. And I did, but not without giving it a second thought. And the same thing goes with your mind. Whenever you have a random thought, you have to sit down and think, hey, is this a truth about me? Is this a truth about the world? Jordan Peterson famously says it, whatever pops into your mind isn't thinking. Thinking is what you do with that idea afterwards. And I think that's the point. I think that whenever you get these ideas in your head, you need to sit down and think about them. And it talks to the divinity of will. So lo importante que es tener un poco de willpower. So if you're an integrated human being, if you've managed to look at the dark things in your life in the face, and if you don't know how to do this, talk to people who you think have. You will know who they are. You know who those people are, the people that have integrated their shadow. You can see them. You can see it in the way that they move, in the way that they interact with you. There are people who walk on solid ground, who aren't wobbly, who you can talk to, and you can feel this denseness to their character, this profundity. It's deep. You know this about these people. You follow these people. You know who they are. There's a very big difference between following someone like a celebrity or an influencer who maybe doesn't believe what he's done, and a person like, for example, John Green. John Green, I believe, is a person that is really integrated because he's written. When you write, you have to think so hard about who you are, what the world has to give you, and he's a really smart person. I really do recommend his book. It's called The Anthropocene Reviewed. It's amazing. And he's a person that whenever you hear him speak, you know that he has convictions. He's a man who's walking on solid ground. But the same thing can be said, for example, of Jordan Peterson, I think, of many of the podcasters that you see. There is a really great YouTuber called, her channel is called Baggage Claim. And you can see that girl has some dark side that she's really learned to integrate. You know, she has a part of herself that is assertive, disagreeable, and she's been able to put all that together and make some really amazing content, some really critical thought. You know, you can see how much thought she puts into this. I don't agree with everything she says, but a lot of it is like, yeah. And she really has integrated every dark part of her, at least what I can see. And it seems like she's a person to follow. It's because you create, it's weird. You have to invest your willpower into understanding this about yourself. And then the moment that you do, you get more. It's like return on investment. It just piles on. And I think that most people don't understand this about themselves. Peterson says it a lot. There's no limit to who you can be if you really, truly integrate your shadow. And it grows and it changes with you every single day. And I think that taking more of a moment to think about the things that you can do when you've integrated your shadow is incredibly important. The other thing that you have to think about when you think about the shadow, when I'm looking over there, I'm glancing at my notes about the episode. The other thing that you have to think about when you look at your shadow is that your shadow comes out and it highlights the things that you're not ready for. So you should turn your attention. Whenever you have your shadow and your shadow is there and it's trying to come out because it's trying to react to something in the world. So whenever your shadow comes out, whenever you find yourself in these moments where you have an extreme response to something normal, like a minor inconvenience in your day made you react. Like, nos ha pasado todo. O sea, estás caminando en la calle y pisas un popo. And there's like two ways to go at it. You can either be like, oh man, clean your shoe and go on with your day. Or you can rage. Like you can really get angry, like as angry as any human being has ever gotten angry before, and curse the world and the puppy or dog that, you know, shat there. Or you can, you know, get super depressed and say, this is what I deserve because I'm the worst thing that has ever walked the earth. And, you know, I don't deserve to breathe. And those two responses, those extreme responses that say something about you, aren't you, but they're a part of you, and they're a part of you that you need to learn to integrate. And I think that it's a great compass to have. At the beginning, whenever you are learning about who you are, you don't talk, you listen. You listen to you. You listen to yourself in every single way that you have. Every single recourse that you have to be able to listen to who you are, you need to bring out at those points. I think it's really crazy to think about it, but even the most innocent person has a shadow. And I think that most people believe that none of us do. Have an edge, people. Find that thing that bothers you. Look at it in the face, and maybe it won't drown you out. It's a fight. It's a battle. But it feels really good. It kind of connects with what we talked about last episode. Learn to like that struggle. Believe me, the limits of it are almost indescribable. You know, in this episode, I would like to thank somebody completely new. I think that the integration of the shadow is something that I've seen mostly in one individual. The person that taught me about this, and who probably will never see this. But if you do, Jordan Peterson, thank you very much. Because this consciousness that I have of this, this love that I have for psychology, which I do, I love Jungian psychology and psychology in general, and it has brought me so many things. And I mentioned you more than half of my videos for sure. And, you know, integration of the shadow, that's the most valuable lesson that I've been taught. And I have you to thank for it. So thank you very much. We'll see you again next week. Thank you.